Exclusive, Representative Ronnie Jackson blasts Pfizer denial of gain-of-function accusations as woefully inadequate. By Sean Moran on February 24, 2023. Representative Ronnie Jackson, RTX, called for an investigation into if Pfizer conducted unethical gain-of-function research, calling the pharmaceutical giant's response woefully inadequate, Breitbart News has learned exclusively. Jackson said in a statement to Breitbart News, "Pfizer's response to me was woefully inadequate and continues to show that Big Pharma is prioritizing its profits over the safety of the American public. I'm highly disappointed that their response came almost a month late and failed to answer many of my questions." Jackson, a physician and a member of the subcommittee on the coronavirus pandemic, sent a letter to Pfizer in January, demanding answers on if Pfizer engaged in gain-of-function research by intentionally mutating the coronavirus. In Pfizer's response letter, which was exclusively obtained by Breitbart News, Pfizer strongly denied that the company would engage in gain-of-function research. "To be clear, we do not, and never would, engage in research to create or adapt viruses with the intention of making them more contagious or harmful to people," Pfizer claimed. In the ongoing development of the Pfizer-BioNTech COVID-19 vaccine, Pfizer has not conducted gain-of-function research with SARS-CoV-2 for any potential use in humans, laboratory animals, or to use as a vaccine, the pharmaceutical stated. Jackson contended that Pfizer failed to clarify many details surrounding the claims that it conducted gain-of-function research. He charged that the Select Subcommittee on the Coronavirus Pandemic will investigate these claims, which may include bringing in pharmaceutical executives to testify under oath. "Among other things, I demanded Pfizer clarify the difference between directed evolution and gain-of-function research. However, their response did not address that," Jackson noted. "This raises major red flags that must be immediately addressed and brings more questions than it answers. The American people have the right to know if Pfizer has been manipulating the COVID-19 virus since the pandemic's beginning for their financial benefit," he continued. "This Congress, I will work to ensure the American people get the answers they deserve. The Select Subcommittee on the Coronavirus Pandemic will investigate, and I believe we need to hear from pharmaceutical executives about this under oath." Jackson wrote, "Why was this response nearly a month late? Why wouldn't they clarify the difference between directed evolution and gain of function? Major red flags. I believe we need to hear from these executives under oath." Representative Lauren Boebert, RCO, also said Pfizer's response was not convincing. She wrote, "We've all seen the confession tape. Your denials are no good here." The claim that prompted Jackson's inquiry came from a Project Veritas video in which Jordan Tristan Walker, Pfizer Director of Research and Development, Strategic Operations, mRNA Scientific Planner, claimed that the company was engaging in what he described as directed evolution. The Pfizer executive concluded in his letter to Jackson, "Pfizer is dedicated to conducting research in an ethical and responsible manner. We have an unwavering commitment to keeping high standards of safety, quality, and compliance at the forefront of all we do." Sean Moran is a policy reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at SeanMoran3.